You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM on DAB and streaming live around the world. And I'm Pete Day. Now, I'm recording this from home, so if you hear the washing machine suddenly start up on the spin cycle, don't be too surprised by that. Yeah? Up and down the country, every Thursday evening at 8 p.m, people have been coming out their front doors, leaning out of their bedroom windows and balconies to cheer for all the key workers. People like care home workers, supermarket shelf stackers, delivery drivers, cleaners, bus drivers, and in particular, of course, NHS staff. Many, of course, are working without adequate equipment to protect themselves.
These Are the Hands, by Michael Rosen, for the NHS. These are the hands that touch us first, feel your head, find the pulse, and make your bed. These are the hands that tap your back, test the skin, hold your arm, wheel the bin, change the bulb, fix the drip, pour the jug, replace your hip. These are the hands that fill the bath, mop the floor, flick the switch, soothe the sore, burn the swabs, give us a jab, throw out sharps, design the lab. And these are the hands that stop the leaks, empty the pan, wipe the pipes, carry the can, clamp the veins, make the cast, log the dose, and touch us last.
These Are the Hands by Michael Rosen was read by Jane Roberts. The poem is taken from These Are the Hands, Poems at the Heart of the NHS, edited by Deborah Elmer and Dr. Katie Amiel. All proceeds of the book go to NHS Charities Together, COVID-19 Urgent Appeal. The anthology is published by Fairacre Press. And at the time of recording, I know Michael's in hospital, so our best wishes go out to him and his family. Since lockdown began, we've all had to try and find new ways of doing things. We're joined now on the line by Nadia Fall, Artistic Director at the Theatre Royal in Stratford. Nadia, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hi.
Okay, Nadia, so what's happening? The theatre's obviously closed there. What are you doing? Are you working from home? Are you going into the theatre? What are you doing?
Absolutely. Sadly, like all other theatres across the country, as you said, and across the world, we've had to shut our doors, which is really a weird feeling, but it's absolutely imperative that we did that, of course. We totally understood. But it was a shock. I myself was in the middle of rehearsals for a play. Then we cancel the rest of the season, which is three plays in all. And hopefully we want to say we're postponing things. When we are able to be back, we'll be ready to get stuck in. But yeah, no, I'm very much working from home, like everybody else, probably getting to grips with the world of Zoom and FaceTime and phone calls.
How does it actually work for you, though? So, of course, especially the thing, you know, the world of theatre, the arts and things, it's people. You're real people, aren't you? You're out there sort of dealing with people all the time. How does that really work, sort of being isolated like that at home?
It is strange. We're a 456-seater theatre, and there's so many people that work there that you might not realise. You know, everything from education to finance and marketing and box office. So we're quite a big team. So at first we'd have all these huge staff meetings, all virtually. We even had our Friday drinks, but all online.
Actually, there was no arguments about who was going to get the drinks in, though. That was probably made it a bit easier, didn't it?
Right, that's right. And we've tried to, obviously, lots of staff are now furloughed, but we've tried to keep, every morning we have a check-in at 10 o'clock in a kind of what everyone's doing that's still on. We do script play readings across departments, and we really try to work in a way that is across departments.
You know, there's always that thing about working from home. And I mean, a lot of people find this thing about work as well, is you've got to get that sort of life-work balance, haven't you? Well, suddenly these two things collide. Your family life and your work life all suddenly collide together. How do you actually resolve that?
I'm often accused of being a bit of a workaholic. So that life work balance, you know, with theatre people, we're obsessed, we're passionate about the theatre, and there isn't very good clear boundaries between work and home life. You always are working and reading plays, watching shows, and, you know, it's a very 24-hour kind of job. But it is weird because, as you say, we're used to being face-to-face and in a rehearsal room. I've tried to do online rehearsals and it's not the same. I mean, we're doing it, but it's not the same. But I've tried to make sure, it's weird because I've got my teenage son and I'm like, gosh, this is the most amount of time we've spent in a house together since he was a baby. But actually, he's sort of upstairs and I'm sort of downstairs. I said, this is ridiculous. We might as well not be in the same house. So what we've tried to do as much as possible, lunchtime together or something, because it was getting a bit crazy. I've tried to say every day 1 till 2, because I think during lockdown it's quite hard but important to have some kind of routine, so there is that split between work and home life, and getting dressed to sort of not being in your pajamas while you're at work. And psychologically, I think we need that.
Okay, now I've heard you've got an exciting project on the go called No Masks. Go on, you're going to have to tell us about this.
Basically, I just felt we were hearing all these stories because we've still got our youth theatre and we are still doing workshops virtually for our theatre groups. And we're hearing from them and from staff that people have family members and friends that are key workers. So while we're stuck indoors, only going out for our allocated exercise, there's people out there, and we all know we've been clapping for the NHS. And I was hearing these wonderful stories of people out and about and getting on with working and, you know, sort of keeping the country going. And I just thought, well, why don't we make a piece of work out of that? A, it will get our theatre staff behind something creatively, something to work towards. And B, maybe we need to make some kind of artistic offer to our audiences while we're sharp. So the idea was to take stories and record conversations and turn those into monologues.
This sounds like a nightmare to me. This sounds like an absolute nightmare to me. Because what you're trying to do, you're trying to record things. You're trying to record people's stories. And yet there's all this problem of social distancing. How are you going to do it?
Well, we've done two things. One, that people, so any key workers out there, from social workers to delivery truck drivers to cashiers, they can record themselves on their iPhone or device for a couple of minutes answering one of our many questions, like something that might have made you laugh today or something that's got you really cross. And then they send them in to us and we upload them on a virtual wall.
Virtual wall, go on, you're going to have to help us with this. What's a virtual wall?
That's basically a wall full of people's faces and you can click on it and then hear their little story.
Right, okay.
Kind of virtual wall of talking heads in a way. But from that project, we want to cherry pick and do longer conversations with people. And that's all online. We don't go to anyone's house. Obviously, we can't. So we do it through, again, using different platforms like Zoom. They're our eyes and ears at the moment. They're out there. And I've heard such uplifting stories, some sadder stories. And the idea is then we transcribe them as a journalist might. But we're not journalists. We're theatre people. So we turn that into a script. And the idea is then we will record actors doing them. Because so many actors have cameras at home because they're often, nowadays, do their auditions online. So they're sort of kitted out, most of them. So, yeah, so that's the big idea. So we make a virtual play.
Okay, I think I've got this. A virtual play. I'm not too sure what a virtual play is. How would I see a virtual play? Because, of course, your theatre's closed. How do you see this?
We film it in a way that's socially distanced. So actors would probably be filming themselves. And, you know, I direct them online and we'd rehearse online. And then we'd edit it together. And form a collage of stories. So you've got this kind of play or film, and then it will be free for everyone to watch, and we'll stream it. And so you could watch it through our website, and it will be online. And yeah, it's just our kind of offer, A, to say thank you so much for everyone who's out there and grafting and going through that and putting themselves at risk to really keep everything going, and two, to say, look, we could make something really original out of it.
This sounds absolutely amazing. What I want to be clear about, though, is who is it you're after? Who can take part in this? Are there any sort of, like, is there any age restrictions or anything like that?
Well, you have to be over 18.
Right.
And
that's probably for legal reasons, I should think that would be, yeah.
Even though our youth theatre are working on it, they've all been allowed to do that by their parents and gone through the motions. So over 18, and you could be any kind of key worker.
Yeah, it's all sorts of people. What tends to get a lot of attention, of course, is doctors and nurses, and quite rightly so. And they're putting their lives at risk on the line every day. But also, of course, there's other people as well who, I don't know, are often really undervalued generally. People in the supermarket, for instance. People who are working in the hospital, mopping up viruses all over the place. And, like, these are the people who are quite often, they're low paid, they're quite often, you know, really undervalued by our society, aren't they?
No, and that's the thing. It's at a time like this, when in this crisis, that we realise people we take for granted, people that are usually earn the least and have the least sort of status, are now the ones that are soldiering on and are the ones that we really rely on. Where would we be if someone wasn't stacking the shelves and delivering the food? Where would we be without a teacher doing an online lesson? So it is not just doctors and nurses, although we have had already lots of wonderful testimonials from them. Delivery drivers, cleaners, we've even had a beekeeper. I'd like to get a real cross-section of our society, you know, ages and men and women, and that's the whole point.
Nadia, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to the break in a minute, yeah? But finally, what is it you want to capture here? We're living in the most extraordinary times. We're living through historic times. People are going to look back in this throughout history, aren't they? They're going to look back at the times we're living in now, yeah? What's the one thing that you're hoping to capture through your project?
I think you're absolutely right. It will be a bit of a time capsule. It will be capturing this moment in history. But I just hope we get a very honest and human snapshot, both life affirming, because there's moments where we are all uplifted, and then also the moments where we're feeling more vulnerable and there's anxiety. So it's two sides of that coin, but it's a very human experience that we're trying to capture.
Nadia Fall, Artistic Director at the Theatre Royal in Stratford, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you.
And if you're a key worker, maybe you work in the NHS, supermarket, care home, delivery driver, cleaner, or whatever, and you want to be part of the No Mask project at the Theatre Royal in Stratford, you can find out more at their website, which is stratfordeast.com. That's Stratford East, that's all one word, stratfordeast.com. And you can also email short videos, that's up to 3 minutes long, to keyworkers@stratfordeast.com. Full details are available on the website. Well, we've got to go to the break now, so it's goodbye from me, Pete Day, here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. Handing you back to the studio. Got some great programmes lined up for you for the rest of the day. So stay tuned, stay at home, and stay safe.